If merger was a marriage, then the Urban Services District was the prenuptial agreement. Residents of the Old City pay Metro government about four times more than suburban residents in property taxes. In return, they get solid waste management, streetlights, and fire protection within the Old City limits. But suburban dollars are going toward those services, too. For at least the last three fiscal years, urban revenues have fallen more than $10 million short of the cost of urban services, and some suburban taxpayers complain they're funding services they're not receiving.
We have a situation where the numbers don't match.
Metro Councilman Kelly Downard represents a suburban district. Old City revenues cover the cost of urban services only if you include a multi-million dollar annual payout from the water company, which was the Old City's dowry in the municipal marriage. But Downard says his constituents pay bills to the water company too, so he doesn't accept that reasoning.
The argument about the water company is bogus, but I do believe that there is a legitimate argument to be made that the services provided in the urban service district provide the entire community benefits.
Those combined services include occasional street cleaning in the suburbs, dead animal pickup, junk drop-off, and arson investigation. Downard says suburbanites also benefit when they visit the city.
The city fire department keeps my building where I work from burning down. I'm happy for that. Am I willing to pay for it? If somebody wanted me to, I would.
Those are aspects of those contracts that we have never tried to figure out the exact amount, because we have people doing multiple responsibilities in each of those departments.
Mayor Jerry Abramson says the value of shared services makes up for the gap. Andy says it doesn't matter because urban and suburban revenues and expenditures go into and come out of the same pot. But Downard says he'd like to see proof that the benefits to suburbanites are worth the millions they pay for urban services each year. Abramson says only estimates are available because it's impossible to put a cash value on all the mutual benefits of urban services.
We just don't do that. We've chosen to develop our department's budgets based on the community, not based on what was the Old City and the Old County.
But with the urban services, the garbage truck that picks up my trash isn't driving all the way out to Newburgh to pick something up.
That's correct. But that same truck is going out once a week to the suburban drop-off locations, picking up recycling. So what part of that truck do you assess toward that responsibility? And what part of the time for the people who drove it out there do you assess?
So here we are as a couple sitting around the table. And the one partner says, you spend more than I do.
Metro Council President Tom Owen says the issue is valid, but only in the abstract. Urban services are cut when the budget is cut, and hardships are spread across the county. Before merger, the city-county compact led to millions of county dollars coming to the city for various reasons, among them the fact that suburbs benefited from a strong urban core. Dissecting the compact and the later merger down to the penny would not lead to a pleasant conclusion, Owen says.
Does it lead to urban services district needs to raise its taxes further? Then perhaps I ought to charge a toll for the residents of the non-urban services district to use that portion of the Old City streets where there's garbage collection and where there's street cleaning if they need to get to the airport.
Councilman Kelly Downard points out that suburban residents are already paying for their own services, in taxes to suburban fire districts and small cities like St. Matthews, and in bills to private garbage collection companies. But if suburbanites aren't feeling like the merger is mutually beneficial, Mayor Abramson says there is a solution. Communities can petition the Metro Council to join the Urban Services District and pay the extra taxes to Metro government. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.